There's something mighty sweet about the Lord. It really doesn't matter what the people say. There's something mighty sweet. That's tremendous, wasn't it? Did we get all these tape order forms out yet? Okay, they're not out. Okay, Candy, is there someone around who can run these off? Mindy, let's see if we can just get these run off. All right, if you have your Bibles, I'm not going to preach right now. I want to share one thing with you quickly. The book of Hebrews, chapter number 3. Hebrews, chapter number 3. The phone is starting to ring. Husbands are saying, when are they coming home? So I told one of them we've extended it another week. Okay, all right. How many of you would like to stay another week? All right. Okay, that's fine. We'll pass them out as they go out the door. That's what we'll do. Hebrews chapter 3. Let me just leave you with the Ten Commandments of how to leave ladies' conference. Okay? We shared some of this last year. Hebrews chapter 3, looking down into one verse, verse 13. He says, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Verse 15. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Heavenly Father, bless this brief time as we wind it up. Thank you for the wonderful things that's taken place this week. Lord, we'll never be the same. Thank you for the hours invested. And thank you for meeting with us. What a sweet spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Seems like it was just yesterday. We had the ladies in the office. We said, what's the theme going to be this year? And we began praying and thinking. Seems just a day or so ago, we said, now who ought to be the speakers this year? And I believe the best we could have chosen this year were chosen with Mrs. Treber and Mrs. Chapel, Mrs. Rule and Mrs. Evans. Then as you arrived, it just seems like it was this morning. You pulled up and you saw balloons and you saw some lattice work, and some of you rolled into the beautiful Napa Valley for the first time and you said, what's it going to be like? And for many of you, you said, it's my first ladies' conference. What should I expect? And you came in and you saw all the elaborate decorations, and you kind of felt like you were in heaven a little bit. And then you saw some lady standing on ice up here on the platform. In fact, those ice cubes have still not melted. There is more. If you did not get to experience that, it's still there. And then others, you got to hear from Brother Treber yesterday. Boy, what a message. I thought he was just going to say, God bless you. Boy, he hit the pulpit and yelled and screamed. I could hear him out in the parking lot. And what a blessing. And then you got to meet I'm a Church Snob and grow in love with her, and then Carnal Candy and Whitewashed Hillary, and then that call me, what was it, all the time, anytime, something. And then you got to meet our assistant pastor and his wonderful preaching ability this morning. I couldn't believe you ladies drug him out. That's on video. And then you got to see the wedding last night. I believe might have been the highlight, to see the guardian angel coming out of the baptistry. And seriously, that is what they really look like, your guardian angels. They have lights and halos, and that is seriously what they look like. Let me just leave you with 10 thoughts very quickly on the way home. Number one, most of you are not rested since you came to the ladies' conference. I guarantee you, when you get home, the kids are going to say, well, didn't you get rested? You've been gone 3 days. And the husband's going to say, that's why you went. No, that's not why you went, to get rested. You came to have a good time. But be careful on the way home. The devil will be on your bumper. He'll be in your bus. He'd like to get you, since you're tired and running on adrenaline, he'd like you to be irritable and say some things you shouldn't, and maybe try to rob you of a blessing on the way home. Number two, make sure you're in your church 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Nothing worse than telling your pastor, our lives were changed, and you drag in at 11:15 in the morning. He's going to say, I bet that's the last ladies' conference we're sponsoring. So Christianity, your feet hit the ground, you have to live it. Now, yes, you're going to be tired in the morning. Some of you are driving long distances. Some of you will be on planes. Don't miss for the world. If I was sick tomorrow morning, I'd have them carry me in on a stretcher so they'd know that, yes, I got something at the ladies' conference. Number three, on your way home, write down written decisions that you made. In the little booklet here, it has all the sessions listed and what decisions you made. Don't just go home and say, my life was changed. Okay, now what changed? What did you decide on? I'm going to be better this or that. How are you going to do that? Make it concrete on your way home. Commandment number four. When you get back home, just as Ms. Evans just spoke on about the needle, do something in your local church. Don't just get back and say, I'm going to start attending. No, do something in the church. Get your class. Get on a bus route. Get in the nursery. Get involved in your local church. Some pastor said, you never lose involved people. And that's just about right. When someone's in so much active in their church, it's hard for the devil to knock them out. Commandment number five. When you get back home Sunday night, if your pastor will let you, have a ladies' meeting and have some testimonies. And as already been said this week, stand up publicly and say, here's what I decided at ladies' conference. And just cross the line like at the Alamo and say, here's what I'm going to do. You say, how come? It puts you out on a limb. Plus others start praying for you. You say, well, I'll just be quiet. No, you make your decisions public. Now, if you want to walk the aisle in your church Sunday morning, and when they take the name, your pastor says, so-and-so comes for salvation, so-and-so came for church membership, so-and-so came to give up gossip, or whatever decision. Now, you might not want to make some of those decisions public, but testify in the ladies' meeting. Number six, expect people when you get home to try to blow you out. We sing the little song, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Our little boy years ago said, don't let Satan blow you out. I'm going to let... Ladies, though you experience something here, and I believe the Holy Spirit met with you here in these sessions, there's a group of ladies back home that didn't get to come. Now, that does not make them bad. They've just not experienced what you've experienced. And there's going to be a bond and a closeness in your ladies' group when you get home that's not going to be with you and the ladies that did not come. So when they say, well, what'd you learn this year at the ladies' conference? Don't you let them blow you out. Just expect it. Don't be surprised. And when the husband says, now what kind of wife are you going to be now? Hope you're straightened up. Now look, get your guard up so you're not knocked down as soon as you get home. Believe it or not, the kids are still there. And you know what kind of house you're going to walk into, some of you. The babies have not been changed since Thursday when you left. So kind of prepare yourself. You're not going to get home to an immaculate house, the children. No. As soon as you walk in, husband's going to say, here they are. I'm going golfing. Now look, prepare yourself for that. Number seven, quickly. Don't tell your pastor. Show your pastor. Don't say, boy, you're going to see a difference in me, pastor. Just be quiet. Let him a couple weeks from now call me and say, what went on at that ladies' conference? Wow! And number eight, eighth command, encourage each other. First time one of you misses Sunday school or misses a Wednesday night service and you couldn't make it, don't pounce on them and say, huh, I thought you got changed at the ladies' conference. Encourage them. You're still human. Though you had a touch of heaven this week, you still got that old fleshly nature, and it's going to be a battle. Encourage each other. Call each other. Lift each other up. Number nine, make sure you're having your daily devotions every single morning. You'll never make it without the Word of God and prayer. And then number 10, someone came up to me this morning and said, I've never been to anything like this, Pastor. And this certain person, I know some of their background, and they've had a very rough background. And they said, is there any way I could just live here? And they said, I just don't want to go home. Some of you have made decisions in these split sessions and at the altar, and they're real decisions. Some of you have made so many, you've said, I don't even know how I can keep them all. And you're already discouraged. You haven't even left yet. You say, well, how in the world can I do it all? There's one way. We just read the verse. He said, today. You don't have to live those decisions the rest of your life. You just got to live them on Saturday. Now, anybody can be submissive one day. Now, anyone can walk with God one day. Anyone can be spiritual one day. And you just have to live it today. And you get up in the morning and say, God, it's Sunday. I wonder if I can live my decisions today. And it'll help you. And then you get up and it's Monday. Just one day. But that's the key. Some of you might need to write that on a card just today and stick it all over your house. Just today. Or pin up needles, and it'll kind of remind you of Mrs. Evans' message a little while ago. Just today. That's it. We've enjoyed having you here. I don't like for this to end. I don't like goodbyes. I like hellos. I think that's why up in heaven it's going to be a special touch, because we'll never say goodbye. One day there'll be a ladies' conference up in heaven where you're going to say, well, it's Saturday, and someone's going to say, so what? And then we'll be talking about these conferences and the memories for all eternity. I believe we had something else. We have a skit or two. Ms.